Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Devin Nunes, the CEO, the guru of Truth Social, where the First Amendment is practiced casually, routinely, of course. Not the case for other parts of the social media platforms. At the same time, Devin Nunes, formerly representing the San Joaquin Valley, the Central Valley, for the people of the United States, because we all count on the Central Valley for food, was hobbled for years by the opinions of San Francisco, especially when it came to water. As I recall, the late Dianne Feinstein had strong opinions about what could or could not flow into the Central Valley, water we're talking about. However, San Francisco has gone through some changes since those days of power. It is now understood, this is the Financial Times talking, as a city in a doom loop. That's what it's called, doom loop. No matter what they do, it gets worse. Except APEC, the Asian Pacific Economic Commission, nations are traveling to San Francisco to have their regular meeting. The President of the United States will attend. Also, the General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party. And we get news midweek that San Francisco is cleaning up the streets in order to present a... Devin, would we call this a false face or a sentimental face? Because I remember San Francisco being quite beautiful, and I'm told that is no longer the case.
John, I was wondering if you were going to go there with the doom loop article and what people are calling it now. And they're, you know, the leaders of this state are just in total denial. And maybe the issue is it just hasn't gotten bad enough yet. But it is, you know, the irony that they would do nothing about the sprawling homeless problem, where in the lack of enforcement of existing laws, and then the creation of new laws that actually give these homeless people more rights. Like, instead of figuring out ways to get people off the street and not realizing that, hey, having people that, and it's sad, it's a sad situation. It's probably, you know, I chalk a lot of this up to heavy drug use, and it's sad to see, but a lot of these people are never going to be able to make it. Some maybe can be saved. I spent a lot of time on it in my congressional career. Sadly, I had to, because we had an invasion over the last 6-7 years of my career of homeless people. We used to not have any in my part of the San Joaquin Valley and in Visalia, Tulare area. There, you know, you would typically just see a handful of homeless people, but it's like zombie apocalypse across nearly every city in the state of California, except for those cities who actually have strictly enforced the laws. But what's happened is that Newsom, along with the Sacramento legislature, have come down on some of those cities and then put requirements on them to basically just allow homeless, like where the cities just throw up their hands and say, well, we can't do anything about it. And so they end up on the next to the railways, next to the highways, behind the buildings. And John, it's in every single city in the state of California. People just, you know, people are used to the old historic, the areas of Los Angeles where the drug use is prominent, and they're always that kind of niche homeless encampments in Los Angeles. You'd see them in parts of San Francisco, parts of the big cities. I mean, look, a lot of the big cities have those issues, but now it's basically every every even mid-sized city in California, John, has the same problem. And many of these people are never going to make it, never going to make it. And so, but what the legislature has done and Newsom have done is they've made the problem worse. They've made it, it's basically invitation for people to come. And we're starting to get people from other states that are now locating here. And sadly, you know, there's only going to be one solution for these folks, for most of them. And that is that if you're not going to have them up on, you know, out on the street, wandering around aimlessly, you're going to have to somehow bring back the old school, what we're, I think, known as like mental institutions, that sort of thing. But there's going to have to be a way that you put these people, into some type of facility, that's managed, because they're never going to work. And so if you don't want them roaming around at night through your backyard, like, by the way, like we see in like what's happening in my home city, I mean, the homeless people just go out at night and people catch them all over the place. And, you know, it leads to, you know, obviously theft and decay and, you know, just destroys the communities. I can tell you, John, almost every time I go, there's a little coffee group that I go to every once in a while, guys, early in the morning, just go grab a cup of coffee. And John, almost every morning, whether I get there at 5 o'clock or 6 a.m, there's, you know, somebody there asking for money, blocking the door, et cetera. So now we come full circle. So now the left, Newsom, who's running for president, you've got Biden, or, you know, running a shadow campaign for president. You've got Biden, who clearly is nervous. He's coming out to San Francisco. This is all going to be on display. The city is a total nightmare. I'm 3 hours from San Francisco, John. I'll tell you, I would love to be a fly on the wall there and go drive around and see what they're actually doing. But, you know, my guess is that they're going to clean up the area between the airport and where the convention's being held or the meetings are being held. But John, there's too much to clean up. There's no pot. And how are you going to bring all these businesses back? I mean, so many businesses have shuttered in San Francisco. That's why they call it the doom loop. And I'll tell you, John, it's starting to spread. So Oakland has the same problem, the East Bay. And then it's also, I believe, spreading to parts of Silicon Valley and even San Jose. And you've heard, John, you have Victor Davis Hanson on, who's my neighbor here in San Joaquin Valley, but he has to unfortunately venture over each week. He spends a few days on the campus of Stanford University at the Hoover Institution. And, you know, he tells the stories about how, you know, these people who can't afford to live in the Silicon Valley area, they can't even afford to live in San Francisco. And for the most part, these are people with jobs, John. I don't want you to think these are not homeless people. But they bring these old school Winnebagos and they park them on the street. Some people will even rent them out, and it's quite a sight to see. You'll drive in off the 101 freeway onto a main street in Palo Alto, and you'll see 47 Winnebagos and vans and old, you know, all over the place, John. You'll even see it I've seen that for myself. And Victor describes it very well. The other place you see that in is Marin. So if you get into Marin County, which is just across the bay, kind of across the Golden Gate Bridge from the city of San Francisco, you'll see the same exact thing happening, where you'll get to the little outskirts of Marin. I don't really even want to call it rural areas, but little county roads. And John, you'll see you'll have van after van after van that goes on for a mile. These are the things that are happening in California, which, you know, Newsom and Jerry Brown before him, they love to brag, you know, the fifth largest economy in the world, sixth largest economy in the world. People will pay the weather tax to be here. Well, John, what's happening is people are actually not paying the weather tax. They're leaving the state. New business starts are down. You've had major companies from the likes of Oracle, for example, that was a long time Silicon Valley based company who fled here in the last couple of years, along with dozens of others. But you know, the largest companies have moved their headquarters out, and you're seeing for the first time in the history of California, a place that is the most blessed land, the best climate, where the left has driven people out so much so that We're on a population decline in the state of California. Decline. I mean, we're losing people, John, and that's with the invasion at the border. And I'll tell you, the only people that are still left are people like farmers, for example, people like me. Like, I'm growing my wines in Paso Robles, California. I need the weather and I need the soil. I can't go and create the wines that I'm making in Nevada. I can't go to Las Vegas. And as you know, True Social headquarters is in Florida. Well, I love Florida. I'd love to be there, but guess what? I can't grow my wines in Florida. So Newsom and the Democrats are driving people out, except for those of us that have to stay. And when Xi Jinping, the Chinese communist dictator, comes over, they're going to try to put a new paint job on the city. But John, it's the facts are the facts, and I think we're in a doom loop, and it's not good for the future of the state.
Devin Nunes commenting on San Francisco doom loop. By the way, that's a term coming from the Financial Times London reporting. It was a couple of reporters who visited San Francisco and wrote it up for a feature. And it's caught on. Other cities, other parts of the world are having doom loop, a metaphor used against them. But it was originally for San Francisco. And I mentioned they're cleaning up the city indeed. If you're visiting the city this week, you can look for new colorful landscaping and murals at the Moscone Convention Center. You can look for a new crosswalk at Webster Street Pedestrian Bridge in Japantown. You can look for, what else have we got here? Oh, the mayor says, just to be clear, this is London Breed. We clean up the city every day. We will continue to do everything we can to maintain cleanliness in our streets. Devin Nunes, the vineyard of Devin Nunes, and the social media of Devin Nunes, and the cleanup of San Francisco after all these years to please those who have been disappointed. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No